The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
A new survey night shows that 58% of Americans aged 18 to 24 prefer to eat in their bed in the evening hours. 44% of all ages, even the older folks, prefer to eat in their bed in the evening hours. Are you a bed eater?
My kids are definitely, but not all the time. I'm not a bed eater. Maybe if it's late Friday or Saturday night and I go down and get a piece of pizza and we're in the middle of a movie, I'll bring it back up and eat in bed. Other than that, no. I am not. You know, Lindsay will sometimes bring me up an egg sandwich in the morning on a Saturday. I'll eat it and watch SportsCenter or something like that. Nothing on a regular basis. Are you a bed? Are you a bed eater?
I am not a bed eater because I feel like I'm going to spill something, and I don't want to have to clean my sheets up afterwards. Get crumbs everywhere.
Now, I am a bed drinker.
I thought you were going to say wetter.
not for the past decade, at least.
Depends on how much you've been drinking.
But I am a bed drinker. If we're watching a movie in bed late at night, kids are in bed. I've got a cocktail. Sure.
Allison, you're in this, you know, age where this survey says younger folks love to have that final meal in bed. You somebody that enjoys a good meal in the sack?
I used to in college, but no, not anymore. I'm with you. I'm afraid I'm going to spill something and have to deal with the crumbs. And
there's nothing worse than like laying down, like you're trying to sleep and you feel crumbs on your back.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
There's nothing. That's awful.
Now, if I'm in a hotel room or something.
That's different.
Because, listen, what do you want me to do? Sit at that stupid little desk and look at the TV in the opposite corner? No. I might sit in my bed in a hotel room, and sure, if I screw it up, then you know what? Somebody else has to clean it up. So hit us up at Hammer and Nigel, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, the YouTube chat. Are you a bed connoisseur? Do you eat in bed? I'm trying to say this without getting some sort of smart-ass response.
I can trace back. It's been 21 years since I've wet the bed.
Really?
I can trace it back to a... So it was in 2003. I was at a bachelor party. Me and my roommate, we were at the Garter, and we wanted to get out of there. We'd had enough. We'd had a lot to drink, but so we stumbled out, and there's like this random limo there, and I go, give you $50 if you take us home. He's like, done. So me and my roommate go home, West Side, 46 at Eagle Creek Parkway. Had a lot to drink. Probably had more to drink when we got home. Wake up the next morning. He comes stumbling out of his room. I can hear him. And he opens my door, and he's in his boxers, and they're all wet. I go, bro, what'd you do? He goes, I peed the bed. And then I kind of started feeling around down in my general area. I looked at him, I go, bro, I peed the bed too!
Yes, sir!
We had, what are the chances? Two young men in their 20s pee separate beds at the same time in the same house.
If he went out on the night of the town with you, I think the chances are pretty damn good, to be honest with you. It's the Hammer and Nigel Show.
True story.